night comes a fall. Did anyone hear you call as you drove your Volvo into a canal? Oh, this is it. I love you, but I'm nowhere else to go. I'm a depressio. I'm a depressio.
She's dead.
Witch, old witch. All right, mate.
This is like take two because we had some technical issues, but this is episode 4 of the...
I just like to say, well fucking done.
Yeah, we're like
well,
four.
Well fucking done. I mean, if you if you've listened to the previous 6 episodes, you'll know that we're now over the threshold which the podcasts die at. So we had to make this episode. Really, is this the start?
Or was it number 4?
It was six episodes. Most podcasts don't get past 6 episodes.
Oh, we still haven't. Well, to be fair, including the patrons,
we've recorded 8 episodes. So we are committed to this shit.
Committed and to the cause.
I'd like to dedicate this episode to Hump Day, which I class this episode as. This episode is called Hump Day. Welcome to Hump Day. Do you know what?
What are you doing? What's going on?
You know when you walk into an office and people fucking refer to Wednesday as Hump Day?
Yeah.
I just fuck it. It is Wednesday today. Hump Day.
Hump Day.
Happy Hump. And this podcast is like the one that gets us over the hump.
Do you know what I think that is translated? This is like, you know, welcome, by the way, to the Depressed CEO podcast. And this is going into that. I think that's a coping mechanism for these people.
It's hump day.
Hump. No, because they know it's my life. They know deep down to their core that it's wrong.
Yeah.
Because they have to get over another hump, literally. And it's like, you know, when somebody comes in and you go, oh, it looks like somebody's got the case of the Mondays.
Oh.
It's like, fuck off, John. Fuck off, Jonathan. Yes, I have got the case of the Mondays because I don't want to fucking be here, you cretin. And the last thing I want to hear is your divvy voice.
Yes, you're the reason, Jonathan. We don't want to be here, Jonathan.
And this is starting me off. We're fucking starting
off
hot today.
Fucking
the plate
off,
is hot.
Jonathan,
the plate is hot, like a cocaine plate. It's hot, dude. When, you know, you can't cook your cocaine properly, so you need to put it in the microwave. It's hot, dude. I don't know how I know about that. Don't come for me, allegedly.
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 We've seen documentaries.
I've seen it. The one for Ross Kemp, but I want to come back to that. Anyway.
Ross Kemp on Changs.
Ross Kemp on Changs. Do you remember that skit? Have you ever heard that Ross Kemp on Gang skit?
Ross Kemp on Chang.
Ross Kemp on Chang. Do you remember?
I'd fucking love to see him. Let me just finish this point.
Let me finish this point.
Right.
Because we're going to go all over the place.
Because we've got ADHD.
We need to go back to that. So, everyone's got ADHD, dude. Anyway.
I googled it. You got a case of the Mondays.
That shit. I want to get abolish that. It's like, no, yeah. I don't have a case of the Mondays. It's your fucking stupid. Yeah. Person being in it. Anyway, I've gone off track because I want to talk about, all I can think about is Ross Kemp on Chang.
Ross Kemp on Chang. Okay, cool.
We're
going to move on from the case of the Mondays to Ross Kemp on Chang.
Now, did you see in that documentary when he sniffed that, like, he was doing like a drug, and it wasn't even like a drug that is spice, I think it was. I think it was spice. Right. And he literally sniffs it. I'll put the clip up here.
He snorts a line of...
No, he goes...
Oh, like the smell of
like
it.
It's like held in a police station. He goes, this is what we confiscated. Somebody goes, and what's this? And he goes, oh, it's like spice. I think it is spice. And he literally just like holds the baggie over his nose or wherever it is and like sniffs it. He goes, I can feel that. He doesn't like take a bump or anything. He literally just goes... Oh, you know what? I can feel that.
I mean,
and you're like, shut up. Shut up, Ross. By the way, has 2% Down syndrome.
What?
I thought we'd discuss this.
Ross Kemp has 2%
Down
syndrome.
Google it right now.
No way.
Google it right. I will wait. Somebody said that to me and I went, piss off.
He has
2% Down syndrome. And that's not even a joke.
Like, how did he find that out?
I don't know. Like, it's very rare cases of people. And like, no offense, but you can kind of see
after the fact.
And you'll never unsee it.
Yeah. Now
I told it to my brother, and he messaged me for a week straight saying constantly pretty much every day, I can't believe you've told me this, and I can't stop thinking about it, and now I'm rethinking everything to do with Ross Kemp. Like, you know all his weird idiosyncrasies.
You could say he was living rent-free in your head.
Yes. Do you like that saying?
No, I've just I've been learning how to speak to Gen Zs, haven't I? So I've got.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to work in like as many Gen Z-isms into everyday conversations as I can. Which is dead.
Wait, what was that one you just said?
That's dead choogy of me.
Whoa. What? No. Hang on. What's the first one you just said?
Living rent free in your head.
I thought I say that.
Yeah, that's a Gen Z-ism, mate. That.
Am I? What am I? A millennial.
You're just a choogy millennial, you mate.
Choogy millennial is another one you're slipping in. I've never heard that.
I don't even know if I'm saying that right because I'm a choogy millennial, but that's where, so when you're chugging, you know, like you're trying to
you're
be...
saying words you're trying to me be, and I'm sat here looking at you going, chugging.
You're trying to be young. You're trying to be a Gen Z, but you ain't, mate. You can't. You ain't ready for their jelly, mate.
Chugging.
You're a choogy boy.
Sounds like we're off chugging.
Big, dirty, choogy boy.
So what's another one? So you got chugging, living rent-free in your head. Mate, I say that one, though.
Mid.
Like, I'm living...
You're fucking mid.
Mid,
you.
I know that
you're
one. Like,
mid, mate.
Did you not know mid?
You're mid, mate.
Dude, I'm fucking with
you're
it.
You're fucking no cap.
No
you're,
cap, bro.
No cap. No cap, mate. No you're cap. Fucking mid.
Did you not know about all
you're,
cap and no
you're
cap
fucking
and mid?
Capping, mate.
I live on the internet, though.
You're
so.
Fucking capping if you think that... You're fucking capping, mate.
You're flat capping
you're
today.
Flat capping. Yeah, fucking Ross Kemp, he's fucking flat gacking.
Flat gacking. Ross Kemp on Chang.
I would love to see Ross Kemp on gear.
Imagine his jaws just locked, just talking to you like, fucking hell, this gear is fucking wicked, mate.
I've never
Ross Kemp on Chang.
I never forget that TikTok that you made where you interviewed him. But like it simulated the interview with him. That was good.
That was a funny little and just like my ADHD, I thought this is it. This is me. This is my skits. This is gonna be nope. I forgot all
it
about
was
it. And
so
I did.
Good.
Yeah,
it
I want to do
so
more.
Funny.
I wanted to do more interaction with Ross Kemp. Did you ever see when he was like? Did you ever see when he was rooting for England? Did you ever see when he was rooting for England? I was like, come on, England!
That was the one. And then afterwards, he just stayed still and didn't say anything.
Oh, sorry. He's done more. Sorry.
Oh,
there
right.
was one in his kitchen where he was really depressed. I'm like, come on, Ross, we've got to be upbeat. And I was going to do another one where it's like, he's just really low.
Yeah.
But then I found out about him having 1% downs. And then I felt like I couldn't.
2%.
I was like,
you said 2%.
It's one or two, man. It's one or two.
See, this is the whole problem with you. You come to this podcast with facts, stone cold facts, that you've learned from the internet. But then you have no substance behind them to
stone
back
cold
them
facts.
Up.
And that's the bottom line. Because Stone Cold says so. And that's the bottom line. Stone Cold E.T.
Fucking Stone Cold Steve Facts over here.
I know so many memes. There was a guy, you triggered in my head, where he goes up to a McDonald's, he's wearing an E.T. mask, and he called himself Stone Cold E.T. And he goes, I'll have a burger and fries because Stone Cold E.T. says so. And then he goes, oh. And I just fucking, I lost
Christ.
It. This is my thing, though. Like, I had to Google that, and I know that's a fact.
Yeah. Well.
Now you're making me regret and think about my actions, and maybe it's wrong.
Surely there's going to be a documentary on it. My 2% Down Syndrome experience by Ross Kemp.
I can visualize the cover now. There is a podcaster called Rick Glassman, and he is a stand-up comic as well. And he's so fucking quick and funny. Has autism, weirdly. And his podcast is like animated as well as like, and he just like shoots like fucking shit out his ass, and the animator like, and he goes, right, I'm gonna shoot shit on you now, and he like, shoots shit, and it's like, oh, and the shit flies out, and I was thinking that's such a good fucking like his podcast,
that's a
like,
fucking commitment though, like an animate.
He pays someone
to animate this whole thing. Yeah,
he's not like all the way through, by the way. It's just like he will come up with a skit straight away because he is a tad autistic, as well as like so quick. He's like so quick on the button.
Sounds like a friend of ours.
Mm.
Tad autistic, ADHD.
Talking about ADHD
spectrum.
And autistic and spectrum, tell me about your ADHD journey last week. Here we go.
No, today. I found
it was today.
I found out I've got ADHD today.
Well, you took a questionnaire,
I did a quiz. I did an 8-question questionnaire.
I think you got a worse score than mine when I looked at it.
I did
like,
an
8-question
questionnaire, which told me I had ADHD because... do you often get frustrated? Are you often irritable? Yes, I am.
Yeah, but that's like everybody,
listen,
right?
Listen, mate, it's told me that I've got ADHD, so don't fucking come at me.
Don't weaponize it.
Don't. Well, I'm not weaponizing it. I'm literally letting you
listen,
know.
That's my thing. Not yours.
Yeah, but there can be more than...
You can't... No, you have your
Lord
own thing.
It's not Lord of the Rings.
You go get your own disability,
my
please.
It's my precious ADHD. Hi. My precious ADHD.
By the way, I've got my assessment next in February. Yeah. Actually from a doctor. Finally.
Cool. Oh, cool. Yeah, so once...
So, you know.
So, like, once you've had that...
Actually got it.
So once you've had that, then you'll be able to be, like, fucking Stone Cold ADHD Austin.
Stone Cold ADHD. That's gonna be the title of the podcast, Stone Cold ADHD.
Oh, Hump Day, Stone Cold Hump Day.
What other? Because we skip it. We like to jump around on this podcast. What other things? There's like Case of the Mondays. Hump Day.
I saw a man eat a urinal
cake. Pizza Fridays. Oh. Okay, let's rewind. Urinal cake nightmares.
That was last week. I walked into a venue.
Live. I thought you saw a video.
No. Live. I walked into a venue, and I'm not joking. I can't be 100% sure on this. A lot like a lot of your facts. I can't be 100%. I'm just going off what I've seen, right? I walked into a venue. I went into the toilet. The venue is quite quiet. A guy reached out of the urinal, put something into his mouth, and as he did that, I walked into the toilet and saw him literally doing this and that. And then I was like, he's just eating a urinal cake.
So you know for a fact it was a urinal cake.
But this is what I'm thinking. What else has he possibly dropped in the urinals that he's had to...
Maybe he had a nice bit of chewing gum
in his mouth.
Like, fuck,
no
dude.
Way.
He's like, shit, I need that chewing gum. But, and then he puts it back into his mouth.
Yeah, disguised. Oh, like, that was a lovely piece of juicy fruit. Now it's a juicy pissy fruit, but I just put that in my mouth.
Juicy pissy fruit.
Maybe he had like a piss fetish or something and saw like a big wad of chewing gum in there and thought, oh, that's nice, pissy. Just, it was a horrible urinal as well. It was full of piss. I can't tell you the venue. but it was full of piss and it stank. It fucking stank.
It did. It was fucking stank.
Fucking reeked. And he like kind of wandered off into the cubicle afterwards, and I'm like, I just wanted to get out of that room as fast as I could, because I've walked in to see, like, if it's like walking in on someone like doing something embarrassing, you feel embarrassed for them, you feel like secondhand embarrassment. And but like, I mean, maybe
did he clock you? Did he like shit?
Yeah,
I've been seen.
I don't think he expected somebody to walk in because it was quite quiet and like there was barely anybody in the venue. So I reckon he's like, there's a good few minutes here where I can go and have a good fucking munch in that toilet. So I'm gonna get off and have a little fucking scratch.
Toilet muncher. Fine. The bog monster.
Fucking bastard. You fucking get that fucking urinal kick in my fucking mouth, you fucking
cunt. Dude, you do have ADHD. You're stimming right now.
Hey! What's that mean? Stim.
It's when you like...
Stim cells.
I've done it for my whole life, but didn't realise I was doing it. It's just like, you start popping off.
Oh, yeah. Do you think I've got ADHD?
Maybe.
I am self-diagnosed. But anyway, this guy's eating this urinal cake. I don't know. He just... But then also, like, afterwards, he didn't... I feel like he didn't come out of the cubicle. Not. I rushed out of there, mate. I pissed. I've never pissed so quickly. I opened in a way I've never opened before.
Out of your fat cock. For the listeners who don't know, Jim's got a fat cock. Anyway,
thanks, mate. Yeah,
it's
so
great.
I haven't
seen it for ages. It's about time I saw it again. For me, if you've never had a best friend that doesn't show you penis, are you best friends?
Do you want
to see my cock after the show? Is what I'm asking. Carry on.
We'll eat a pappardelle and fucking show each other our cocks. No worries, that's fine. But yeah, so I pissed faster than I've ever pissed before, and I left the toilet, and he didn't come out of the cubicle, and I didn't see if he came out of the cubicle ever again or out of the venue. He could have died, mate, but I mean, I feel like I'd have heard about it if he died. But
well, to be fair, does sound tasty. It's got the name cake in it. So I wouldn't blame him. Urinal cake, don't call it that if you don't want me to eat it.
Yeah, fuck it, call it something more disgusting,
like a urinal pussy. So you can biscuit. Fuck it, a piss biscuit. Piss biscuits. Let's change urinal cakes to piss biscuits.
Make piss biscuits great again, please.
That sounds like a great band name. The Piss Biscuits.
The Piss Biscuits.
If we ever start a band, can we call it Ross Kemp ADHD Piss Biscuits?
Ross Kemp's Changi Piss Biscuits.
Changi. Ross Kemp on Chang.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, so I've got ADHD, self-diagnosed. You're trying to like fucking... You're doing that... You're being like a snooty ADHD-er now. So like it's like I've come... It's like I've come to the ADHD party and I've been like, hey guys, yeah, I mean, just realised I might have ADHD. You did the little online test thing, you know, that you all did first. Just to check. Yeah, I've got my actual, you know, proper diagnosis for the doctor next week. And just, you know, me feel bad. So like, why would you
I'm having trouble listening to you. I've got ADHD. Sorry, I can't concentrate right now. I was thinking about, like, all of the butterflies and the fucking... Don't stereotype me.
You've depressed CEO me there. You fully...
Oh, what, like, just kind of palmed you off with, like...
I'm from a higher society. Actually, I've got a real diagnosis. Yours is just from the internet. Anybody can become a doctor on the internet.
Yeah.
Anybody can be an honorary doctors, by the way. Should we talk about them?
What's an honorary doctor?
When a university decides that somebody should be a doctor.
Oh, snap, without like doing the work.
Yeah, you know, like, they've done well. Oh, haven't they done well?
Like, to be a doctor?
Oh, you're a musician. You're a musician, are you? And you've done a song that's done well on TikTok. Would you like to be an honorary doctor of the University of Kiel?
I think my fucking pussy's out again.
It's just another episode where you get your pussy out.
So honorary doctors is like, so what's the process?
They're not actual doctors. They're not going to perform like
life-saving surgery. So in the doctor like community... Are they like seen as lesser? You know how like a PCSO? Is it a PCSO?
It's seen as a literal fucking useless scum.
Because they're like doing it. Aren't like PCSOs doing like, is it PCSO by the way, if I got that right?
Police Community Support Officer.
Yeah, so they're like no one takes them seriously. Is that like the same with the doctors? Like,
well, I'd imagine so. If you were a doctor that's
an
actually,
honorary doctor.
If you were a doctor that studied for 7 years and learned how to save human life, and then some fucking goobar that's done a bloody, I've done a song on TikTok, three fucking great. And then...
And that's how it works.
Well, they become like an honorary doctor.
Do they have their own like GP and
they can... they're not a practicing doctor.
Well then. They're just a... Let them be the honorary doctor.
You can become a doctor of anything, mate. You can study Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You can study Taylor Swift at university.
Oh, do you know what I thought? Like, I'm really like narrowing down to like medical doctors.
And... Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, I'm probably an honorary doctor of like cables.
You could be a doctor of fucking cable brushing, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if there's probably not a degree.
Doctorate. I've got my doctorate in fucking.
I've got a doctorate in cable management.
Fucking doctorate in cables management.
You can manage my cable.
I honestly like to veer off here and think about some of the best cables. Now, I think. One of the best cables
is
the USB-C cable. It's strong.
Best cables ever.
It transfers data and, charging. It's just strong. It's like USB fucking 3.0 or the little USB minis. They snap well easily. There's not like... USB-C needs to be universal, I think.
Yeah.
Well... Anyway, that's just my cable corner. David's cable corner.
Welcome to Cable Corner, guys. This week we're going to be discussing USB-C.
SCART leads.
Oh, mate, the SCART.
Remember the fucking SCART. SCART.
SCART was a good one. SCART was a bad boy.
SCART felt like when you plugged it in, you plugged it in.
That's in. That's got so many pins on it. That's not fucking coming out, is it? That's...
Yeah. Remember when you used to buy the gold SCART cables? That was a fucking rip-off
as well. Plated with gold.
And they were like fucking £20. And you're like, gotta be better. But then people were like, it's not better at all. Like a SCART lead's a SCART lead.
Well, there was a fucking epidemic around that time, wasn't there? Because people were burgling houses for gold SCART leads.
Oh, yeah. Gold SCART lead
mining. Melting them down, selling them on, making rings.
What a horrible time. There were so many deaths to do with gold SCART lead mining. They used to make kids like mine for gold skirt leads. It was horrible, dude. It was horrible.
Mining for skirt leads.
Honestly, people seem to think that skirt leads were just made by people. No, we had to mine the gold for skirt leads specifically. They came out as a cable and they were gold. They were from the ground. People say it from the Mayan times. The ancient Mayans like had the gold cable.
Mayan skirt. That's a documentary we're making.
The golden skirt leads.
Mining for skirt leads.
Fucking hell.
Oh,
talking about I segued nearly into that perfectly because I was
by accident.
Yeah, because you had a subject that I wanted to bring up, and it had to do with leads or cables or something. Can't remember.
That's mid chat,
dude.
Don't worry about that.
I thought we were going to look through that article, by the way.
Yeah, well, you can do, mate, if you want. But I've left my phone over on the table there because like a fucking gumbo.
Hey, guess what?
What's that?
No thanks.
Okay. You've gone on to. Your brain's gone on to the next thing. Daisies.
No, I wanted
daisies,
to go. But,
daisies.
I'm so fucking wacky. No,
dressed,
I can't remember
you
now.
Like you've got ADHD today.
Fuck off, mate. Like, don't belittle me. No, I've had it hard, you know.
Have you?
Wait a minute.
Tell me about your ADHD journey.
No, I don't want to. I can't be asked.
Where did it begin?
No, it's too. You know,
are you not ready to joke about it yet?
No, you know, it's like a fresh wound.
Yeah, seeping.
Seeping.
Oozing ADHD.
Seeping wound, oozing ADHD. What is this, honestly? What is it?
What were you? You got your phone out before. Did you just forget completely why you did that?
No, I couldn't find it. I took about 3 scrolls and I went, nah, bored.
Nah, bored. Done there.
Done. It's over
done
now.
Done there. Have you seen that Elon Musk has successfully implanted a chip into a human's brain?
Yeah.
That's fucking...
Sign me up.
That reeks of depressed CEO, that, doesn't it?
Like...
Sign you up?
I've said it jokingly, but like... Oh, like planting chips into your brain. How far... Like, have you ever seen In Time with Justin Timberlake?
I don't know if I have actually.
But that's the future, like where you've got like a timer on your wrist and it's like all inbuilt and planted into you, and that's your lifespan.
Oh, you know how long you've got left and everything.
And if you work, that number goes up. So,
do you remember those Duracell?
That's how I think.
Do you remember those Duracell batteries where you used to be able to press like 2 points on it and it'd show you how much battery you had left?
Fucking hell!
It just reminds me of that.
Yeah. Imagine if you had to press like your fucking arsehole in the top of your head.
Fucking hell.
See how much energy you got.
Can somebody press my arsehole, please? I've got the top of my head. Press my arsehole, mate. Just want to see how long I've got left. Oh, fuck. Oh, 2.5 years. Oh,
shit.
Just
better get
around.
Working in the mines. The fucking scarp mines.
Find some scarp leads.
Calling it the scarp mines.
Oh, my God. So many people are not even going to know what scarp leads are. So many people.
That's scary, isn't it? I thought
that. DVDs are or. Mate, people probably won't even know what pirating films is like because it's so easy to watch a film now.
Do you remember the fucking pirating?
We sound like fucking old people. It's so fucking easy to watch a film now. You just go on the internet.
Do you know, you remember the fucking advert that you wouldn't download a fucking car? Like,
you fucking wouldn't download a car because you couldn't.
You can now. You can 3D print a car, technically.
Jesus Christ, you're absolutely right there.
Because now you can, so fuck you to those adverts. You wouldn't download a car, but I fucking would.
You wouldn't steal a handbag? Well, maybe I would.
Maybe I would.
Yeah. Don't patronise.
Tell me what to do.
Don't patronise me. Don't weaponise my ADHD. Don't fucking steal my skirt lead and sell it back to me at an inflated price because it's got gold in it.
Do you know what rhymes with skirt?
Mario Kart.
Skartlet. Bartlett.
Oh, yeah. Don't Bartlett me either.
What's your problem with him? What's your problem? Because you did say this.
You said that.
I'm calling you out,
What's
Bartlett.
Your problem with him?
Let me remind me of his face.
Yeah, just show me pictures of his...
So I'm pretty sure he actually has diagnosed ADHD. Stephen Bartlett.
Of course he has. And he's the kind of person that would be at an ADHD gathering and he'd be sort of stood around.
Yeah, it is
and
him.
And then he would be like, oh... also, you know, what's your story? What's your ADHD journey? Oh, it's just so annoying.
Hello, Jim. So basically, I'm here to talk about Let me. What about your journey into DJing, and how did you get into it?
Just stop. Like, stop trying so hard.
That's great.
Just be less impressive.
That's great. Tell me about Okay, that's great.
Be less impressive.
Tell me about your journey into the discovery of the Skarp Mines. That literally, his podcast is him asking question after question.
I can't
and never
do
really
it.
Getting involved.
I can't do it.
I will only watch his podcast if there's someone interested on. I don't that real talk. The man doesn't really rub me up the wrong way. It's fine.
Just like Stereophonics, isn't he, of the podcast world? He's just fine. Like there's nothing really wrong with him. But I don't know. Like anybody that shags business that much,
he does shag business.
He just fucking shags. He shags entrepreneurs. Up and down. He shags everything to do with business. I just don't get how you can love business so much.
Neither do I, mate. But
like, nobody likes business. Nobody. Business isn't cool, is it?
It's business.
Business is fucking dull as fuck.
Time. Remember that song?
I do, yeah. ADHD, firing off.
It's business. It's business time. Who was that?
Flight of the Conchords.
Thank you. I never watched Flight of the Conchords, but Leanne did.
Yeah. You just know that song. You just know that one song, don't you?
And we went to go see them.
I take off my socks. And then they
went out and say, business time.
It's business time.
Stephen
Do you reckon
Bartlett.
Stephen Bartlett does that every time he goes into the office? And then I put on my hat and they know.
I would think like working under him would be annoying. I'd be like, fucking, here he is. Just so into it, mate. Chill out.
I bet there's no stone that remains unturned. Like that, and I bet like he micromanages like a motherfucker. Like I bet everything you do is scrutinized by fucking Bart. Oh yeah. So you know, last week when you did that one thing for me. Well, you know, I've also done the set. I basically after you did it, I redid it. And here's how you did it, and here's how I did it, and here's how I'm better. I just feel like he'd be like that, and I just like, oh
yeah.
Honestly, stop trying so hard. You've already made it. What more do you need?
The only podcast I watched with him, I watched when what's his name, Seth Rogen was on.
Why has Seth Rogen lowered himself to Bartlett? Stephen Bartlett's main shtick.
I would argue, they don't know. Like, it's literally probably had a film to promote at the time. And he's doing the podcast circuit.
The main thing that he got successful or rich off is before companies knew how to use social media, he got like a load of accounts that had like a few thousand followers and would just retweet a business's tweet to multiple thousands of followers and then would recruit people with successful Twitter handles or Twitter accounts.
It's called social marketing, baby.
It's just absolute
it's
bullshit.
Social fucking marketing, baby.
How come he's interviewing Seth Rogen? Do you know what I mean?
Sounds like you're a bit jealous.
Just fucking...
why don't we interview Seth Rogen? I'd love to have a fucking do with Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying I would be better at interviewing Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I think
I'm
you
saying
would.
Surely that
no,
there's...
I think you would.
Stop it. You are fucking...
I'm not. I'm being
you
serious.
You are tickling me right in the funky spot, aren't you? I just think that there's surely somebody better equipped to interview these people than fucking, I like business and I shag businesses and I do Twitters. You didn't even sound like I know, right? Leave me alone.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm not beefing Bartlett. Maybe I am. He beat me, though. If we had like a fight... He would be properly orchestrated. I would just get to the point and be like, right, we've got a celebrity fight with Stephen Bartlett.
Why would we have a celebrity? I'm going to do a fucking UFC poster.
Listen, I'm calling you out, Bartlett. Steven. Bartlett, I want you in the ring. Bartlett, I want you in the ring. I want you paralyzed from the waist down and no training whatsoever.
You want paralyzed from the waist down?
Yeah, I want him, like, no legs. I don't want to.
So, what's he allowed to do? Is he going to be
forever,
in a wheelchair?
Not forever, but
just for the temporarily
just
for the fight.
Give him the injection that they give to women when they're having.
You mean the COVID jab?
No.
Oh shit!
Oh,
political
conspiracy corner.
Conspiracy corner. do.
No, I want him to have an epidural. You know, like if he was giving birth, an injection into the spine, so his legs.
Oh my god, this
his
is so dark.
Taken away.
And then
just take his ability to walk.
Well, just take his ability to walk
and
or
do
kick.
Business.
But he doesn't know that until the actual fight. Because I feel like he's going to train.
Well, he knows now.
He's not going to watch this or listen to this.
I hope he does. I hope we blow up one day and Stephen Bartlett sees this.
And comes on as a guest. Oh, fuck. I'd have to be like, oh, hi, Stephen. So really nice to have you on as a guest.
How did you market this podcast? I'm very interested in how you market this podcast.
Fuck off.
I'm very interested in how you market this podcast. I want to do Bo Select a character of like Stephen Bartlett. Imagine like if.
Annoying CEO cunts that you just can't be arsed with.
For any younglings in the audience who might be listening to this, probably not.
Do you want to make a lot of money?
Do you guys want? Let me tell you.
Do you want to make a lot of money?
I'll tell you how to make so much money you don't know what to do with. And then you'll get called up by Bezos and Buddies. It's me, Bezos and Buddies. Oh.
Bezos and Buddies.
Bezos and Buddies.
And now back to
Epstein's Island.
And now back to series 3 of Bezos and Buddies.
What time are you getting the shuttle bus to Epstein's Island, Bezos?
Jeffrey Bezos. Born in 1964. Jeffrey.
So, Stephen Bartlett. We're getting in the ring. I'm not. I've not
getting
challenged
in the,
you. I've not
got
a problem
ring.
With Stephen. I think you're quite cool, actually. I'm sucking him off.
I'm calling it.
you
are just walking on the line. Just so you when the day comes, mate.
I'm being quite political.
You are. You're being very very diplomatic.
To be honest, in my older age, I've become more diplomatic because don't know.
You know, I'm just calm now. I've matured. I've learned.
Unless
a lot
it's
about myself,
we've already spoken
know.
About this, but unless it's about James Corden, then I'm not really.
Well,
there's not really anybody I really fucking like. Yeah, fucking. But James Corden. Yeah.
Well, Bartlett doesn't really annoy me that much, but I feel like I could get annoyed by him.
He's just not my cup of tea, you know.
He exists in a world other to mine. I don't need to know about his world. He doesn't need to know about my world. But I feel like also that there is occasions where we've almost crossed paths.
Like actually in real life?
Well, yeah, I told you this, didn't I? I had an interview by accident for The Social Chain without even knowing who he was.
Oh, shit. Do you reckon he would have rubbed you up the wrong way even if you didn't know? Is it more like because he's pushed in your face?
Everything about that company.
Did the algorithm start to push...
Everything about that company screams
what? Wait,
misery.
What company?
The Social Chain.
Is that what it is? Like, I don't know much about Bartlett,
The Social Chain, I believe. I don't know if it's still his company, but that was his company at the time. And I told you this at the time. A friend of mine was working there. Very, very talented social media marketer. A lot of time for her. really good person. Have to preface that because I'm about to lay into this company. You walk into their office. It's full on. Like, you know when you watch movies or, like, TV shows or films, whatever you call them, about, like, modern offices, it was everything about that. And they're like, yep, we've got the slide over there. We've got the ball pool over there. We've got, you know, if you don't want to work at your desk, you can have standing desk, sitting desk. If you don't want to work at either of those, you can go really mad. We've actually got a full garden shed in the back there with spades and the garden claws and their forks and everything. you know, there's all our video editors. Of course, yes, they all look like they want to kill themselves. They've been here for 73 days and counting. They've got a little counter above their necks and they're all sat there in their shackles. Anyway.
Sound like Bob Mortimer.
On Fridays.
Like Bob Mortimer.
On Fridays, which we call Friday, which is 2 days after hump day, we actually all gather around this little gin parlour here and fuck each other.
It is very, like, honestly, when you're describing me, I would love to make a skit where, like...
Honestly.
It just gradually gets worse and worse. The places that, like, where you can go to work, like you said, like there's a standing desk there.
We don't have carpets.
There's a shed in the back, and then it's like there's the toilets. There's these lavatories with, if you want to take a shit and work at the same time, and
I
also
swear to God,
be in your own feces. Like I'm all
look.
Do you
want to smell your own? Do you want to smell your own shit where you stand and work? Do you want
to
smell your own shit where you stand and work? You can work at the latrine desks. You can work at the latrine desks.
Like, I used to fantasize about those companies to work for when I was like...
Yeah,
but
of course you
it's
do.
Not the when you... But it's not the company, is it? It's literally just the job that you do. Like, it's... All those things are just like smoke screens to like really... Yeah.
Your job is still shit.
It's still shit.
You just instead of standing on a carpet, like a soiled carpet, you're standing on fucking fake grass, AstroTurf, whilst a waterfall and a fucking neon light that says, oh, look at you at this social network fucking company.
It's like
you
prison,
are
but like...
such a goober if you fall for that.
It's like a Gucci prison.
It is absolutely like a Gucci prison. It is trying to convince people that an office environment is a
Love
nurturing
it. Yes.
place. It's fucking...
I feel passionate about
absolutely
this.
Absolutely dog shit.
What would... Okay, so would do you believe in offices at all?
Absolutely, right? I think an
office...
Do you
believe in functional?
I think an office should be a clean, functional space where people... Like, right, cool. I'm all for, like, let's have a desk where you can stand up, have a desk where you can sit down, have a comfortable chair, have functioning equipment, come in, do your job. Don't work stupid, ridiculous hours. Don't work fucking...
Yeah, it
don't
should be
work
more based
12
around
till
that, really.
Fucking 3 in the morning.
Also, if you want to work from home, like, you can do that.
Yeah, have freedom to
I
come and go as you
how...
please. Have an office as a space where it's functional and it's an encouraging environment for you to come into. If an encouraging environment for you is to have a fucking slide that you go down at the end of the day on a fucking magic carpet and then you on Friday you fucking stand around the in-office bar that you've got. Oh yeah, we keep the in-office bar topped up at all times. But obviously we don't drink from it during working hours because
no,
fucking
do.
Stephen Bartlett would come down and shit in your hat and down your neck.
No, I remember... I remember my old place used to, like, do cocaine.
What?
Like, I used to hear, like, stories.
What?
I used to hear stories, like, my old company. They
Everybody.
Were like, oh, the good old days, like, when you could do cocaine at your desk. And I'm like, when were these days, dude? What do you mean?
Can we just, for context, can you tell the people what your old company
no,
was?
No, I don't want to.
No,
want
the,
to,
okay,
like,
you'd have to tell them,
really
the, you'd have to tell
they
them the name.
Because I'm
have
so
to,
famous.
You'd have to tell them the name, but just say what the company did.
Well, maybe it would make sense because, like, it was so dull that they had to get off their tits
so
just
what
to enjoy it.
The company was...
I don't want to, like,
no,
say...
You'd have to say the name of the company, but what did they what
well,
did they produce?
Like a printing company. For
printing...
Just a print place.
Print place.
Hmm.
Imagine so
it was
the,
back
the
in the day.
Of, the wolf of fucking
Prince
the
Street.
Wolf of fucking Prince Street.
So like, these old relics that the old like manager boys would always say, oh, you know, back in the day, and I was like, fucking hell, that sounds wild. Like, when were these days?
Oh, you know, 1992.
Do you know what I want to talk about something? And
yeah,
this is
cool.
to do with depressed CEOs.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I just thought of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how weird and incestual are, like, staff parties?
Oh, they're hideous.
Like, what is it about a staff party that, like, brings out, like, almost this, like, fucking ephemeral...
Fuck
like, ooh. I mean, even I, at a staff party, snogged a 70-year-old woman.
On the cunt.
On straight on the lips, the pussy lips. Anyway,
it's like a sacrifice in front of everyone.
Listen,
as well. They were like,
listen, this is
hey
like,
Mary, come lie down here. David's gonna snog you on the fanny
somewhere. I'm not gonna give her a name.
All right,
I know her name. Actually, I'll beep it out.
Rosemary.
Okay, Rosemary. It was a name like Rosemary, though. It's close. So Rosemary, I used to work with Rosemary. She was an old bird. And she was, like, not really a looker, like, but she wouldn't, like... And anyway, we were a bit drunk at the staff party. I used to work for a big, like, big corporation that stacking shelves, and it rhymes with Mesco's. And we had a staff party, and we stood in the line, like, to get, like, buffet food. It's just typical, like, buffet, horrible party. And everyone's getting a bit tipsy. And then... fucking my old manager was like, hey, I dare you for like 20 quid
Johnny Hammers.
Rosemary. Johnny Hammers comes
Johnny
up to
Hammers,
me.
Johnny Hammers, your old
Johnny
manager.
Johnny Hammers, my manager, comes up to me and goes, hey, I dare you to snog Rosemary for 20 quid. And I went, piss off. I'm not doing it. And he was like, what if 50 quid? I said, I'll tell you what, if you went round and ask everybody, I'll do it for like 100 quid.
If you get everybody to sign up to my Patreon.
And this was my manager.
Yeah.
This was my manager.
Johnny
and he
Hammers.
Was like, Johnny Hammers went round everybody, collated like nearly 200 quid.
200?
200.
No fucking.
It was around 200 smackers.
No way.
It was around 200 smackos. And he collated all this. And I was like, no, if you can get me that money, then yeah, absolutely, I will.
Then you and you sexually and he, assaulted he went, an elderly
he
woman.
He went, bet. No, I'll tell you the story. He went, bet. And then he went round. He comes back to me half hour later. We were even more drunk at this time. He goes, cash in hand. I went, are you kidding me? To snog like a seven. And we're in the line about half an hour later, and Rosa is behind me for the buffet.
Yeah, yeah.
She's behind me for the buffet, and she taps me on the shoulder, and she goes,
excuse me, I've lost the top half of my teeth. Have you seen them anywhere?
No, so she wasn't an OAP, but she was, like, old. Anyway, she's like, oh, have you heard? And she's like, have you heard this? What apparently we're going to do. And I was like, what do you mean we're going to do? And I fucking threw it on her, and I was like, here we go. Anyway.
Okay, man.
She goes, have you heard the rumour that's going around that we're going to, like, snog or whatever? And I'm like, yeah, I have.
It's not a fucking rumour, anyway, Rosemary. Open your pussy hole.
It's not a rumour, you fucking bitch. And, no.
That was so needlessly aggressive.
No, well, you got me hyped up, and I started stimming.
Right.
So already she's like okay in it. She's
she
like,
a bit wet in the flaps.
I was like, would you mind? Like, she's like, no, I won't mind. So I'm like, okay. So like, she's confirmed. I'm like, here we go, free money, boom. So like, she's
mind.
In the hallway.
I won't mind at all.
And there is a video floating out of somewhere that somebody took of this. One of my old friends does have it somewhere, and I could probably find it. But I don't want it out of the woman.
Does she know that there's a video of it?
I don't know. The thing is, right, let me finish. So we're down the hallway, right, and I see her, and I'm like, right, I'm a bit pissed. And I go, oi, Rosemary. She turns around, and like, let's do it then. And then I just go up to her and just start snogging her for a good, like, 15 seconds, like, tongs and everything, dude. It was fucking raw, man. And
was she a good kisser?
I mean, it wasn't, you know, it was fine.
Well, when they've not got teeth.
I mean, it's fine.
When they've not got teeth, it's just nice, isn't it?
She was a lovely lady, and guess what I did? Half the money with her. I said, there you go. We just earned money for the night. And we both had like 100 quid. And I said, there you go. There's the boat.
There you go.
I shook hands with her. I was like, boom. And I basically just like, well, yeah, you're the idiots.
Shook hands, though, you called it.
And I think I was going out with, someone at the time? Yeah, I was. And I told them, and there was like, that's just weird. And I'm like, yeah, well, so it is. Do you know what I mean? And we both like, you know, and I saw her the next morning and gave her a wink. But let's get back to how incestual they are.
So, there's a few things I need to clarify.
Okay, let's
was
go,
she
dude.
Older than your own mother at the time?
Yeah. Too
like,
right.
How, I mean...
Like, pushing 70. Like, I think she was like 68, 69.
How excited did she seem about the premise of, like...
I don't think she was like 10 out of 10 excited. Probably out of 10, she was probably like a 7.
Do you reckon the whole thing was like a ploy from her? Do you reckon she
pulled like my old manager aside? Yeah, I want to fucking snug him.
Right, Johnny. Oi, Johnny Hammers, come over here.
Johnny Hammers.
I've got a fucking target for tonight, and that target is that young man.
Young man.
I've seen the
works
way
on tills.
I've seen the way he fucking handles the fucking fruit and veg. I've seen him fucking stack shelves. Yeah. I tell you what, I wouldn't mind him fucking moving a few of my courgettes around, if you know what I mean.
Fucking hell.
Johnny Hammers. Make it happen, Johnny Hammers. Make it happen, Johnny Hammers. There's a good tip in it for you.
I saw her the next day when we were next in shift, and I went. Right, I nearly said her name then. Said, Rosemary, give her a wink.
Her and Johnny Hammers in cahoots, sat in the staff room plotting.
Mm.
Who can I rape
by
next?
By the way, I saw Johnny Hammers when we used to go to poker nights. My manager, yeah. Johnny Hammers.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw him rim a Budweiser bottle with hot sauce and shove it up his ass.
So
one of the funniest things I have ever witnessed in my whole entire life.
A man cover a Budweiser bottle in hot sauce.
He was one of those people like, I'll do it. And I was like, how much are you? It was tenner. We all went, yeah, absolutely.
A tenner.
He just wanted to do it. He was like, and what he did was
I'm not gay though. What can I show? Tenner.
Was out in the back garden.
I literally
We got him out in the back garden because we didn't obviously want to do it in the main, in this guy's house. Yeah. And we got in the back garden. There's like five of us around. He goes, right, hold my legs. And he like flipped himself over, and I held his legs like by his ankles, like while he was like over, flipped on his back. And he literally, we had the bottle pre-rimbled as a hot sauce, and he fucking shoved it right up, like the end, right up his ass. And I was cried. I was like, oh my God, this is, oh my God, I'm going to die. And then he goes, oh God, I'm going to shit, I'm going to shit. And he fucking like stands up, pulls it out, and just shit falls out of his ass, dude. Johnny Hammers,
and that's why they call him Johnny Hammers.
I hope one day he listens to this. Goes, he's got a kid now, and you know, respectable. Yeah, I know that.
See, the thing is, when you're a teenager, like, I want to pretend that my dad and my granddad never did any of this stuff, and you know, that they were always the sensible, well, down to earth role models that I've known them to be. But I bet at some point in his life, my granddad, World War II, in the trenches, mate. He's, well, not the trenches, but you know, like in the middle of fucking wherever he
Basra.
Was. In the middle of Basra, wherever, yeah, he was in Basra, in Asda. He was in Asda in Basra, and then...
kind of feels like you're in the trenches when you go to Asda.
Legs behind his head. Hot
sauce. No, you have to get
yourself
through it, don't you? Like, you could imagine how depressed
you've got to get yourself
you
through World War II, mate. If you've not shoved a beer bottle with hot sauce on up your arsehole, who are you?
Listen, let's just circle back to...
Circle back.
How... They are weird, aren't they? They're kind of like in...
Circle back, in, pump and dump.
Pump and dump circle back. No, 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 no. Let's circle back to how incestuous staff parties are. Because you know.
I think there's something in it that, especially when you work somewhere, listen, if you work in any of these places, no shade on you whatsoever, but if you work
somewhere, someone's got to do it, man.
If you work somewhere like a bar or a shop or something like that, I'm gonna put it out there: like, guys and girls don't really always make that much effort, because if you're just going into work, like, sometimes the places have like strict rules on like how much makeup you can wear or like how you can style your hair or whether you can have a beard, all this sort of stuff. But then when you go out and you're in your own clothes and the girls get the mamas out. Do you know what I mean? The girls wear the fucking, the low cuts.
What's mamas?
The boobies, you know?
James, what's mamas?
The boobies.
Daddy. When he gets daddy.
Well, yeah, well, they get, well, like, sometimes girls...
Do you like being called daddy?
I mean, no.
Carry on with your story.
No. No, dude.
Carry on with your
story. Dude, that's getting cut out, dude. Don't call me daddy.
Daddy. Carry on with your story, dude.
Stop it. I need the bonus cushion. So I think that it has something to do with the fact that you don't see your co-workers in their true, like, with
a Cinderella story.
You don't see their true potential until it's fucking staff party time. Especially,
yeah, there is an element.
Especially
of that,
the women, like, go like, right, cool. I'm gonna look the bollocks for this staff party, and they will plan and they will fucking get their outfit looking the absolute ballies, and then she'll get a nice fucking low cut top, hoik up the girls, and be like, yeah, all right, Johnny Hammers, how you doing? Fancy a pay rise, do you? Hey!
Yeah, but some of them are in relationships, and then like affairs happen. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, it was always for me, it was always the till lot that was very incestuous when I used to work at
Fresco's.
Fresco's.
Yeah, Fresco's.
Yeah, Fresco's. Yeah, it was always the till,
Curly
Watts, honestly.
And Johnny Hammers.
Honestly, it was just so bizarre. Curly Watts and Johnny Hammers were the worst. And it was always, or like, you know, someone, I remember a particular story about one guy just drunk and then just like telling me his love for this like woman he works with, even though he had a wife and kids. And it was so just like, oh shit. He goes, I've always fancied her. I've always wanted her. And they get so drunk. Like, I think I'm going to tell her. And I'm like, please don't.
No, don't do it. Don't, please, do, it. Don't
please,
do it.
Please, please don't. Don't she, do it. I can guarantee you she doesn't feel that way about you. Bob on trolleys, you know?
Bob on trolleys? That's a fucking great band name.
No
as well.
Offense to people on trolleys.
Bob on trolleys, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, man.
And it's a weird... I don't know if you've ever been in those situations, because you're like... I've been to several staff parties, and they seem to have a theme where it like just gets a bit weird. And even my friend told me about a staff party he recently had where it got a bit weird. Everything just gets a bit weird. It's like when you work with someone, I like to view it like through the lens of it's just fantastic, weird, bizarre human behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, do you know one of the worst places affairs happen? Like one of the most high statistical. And I'm fucking butchering
on the
that.
Top of a mountain after a
no,
plane
no, no,
crash.
No, 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 no. Like just a job. What job do you think has the highest rate?
The police.
It's the police. Yeah, you know.
And the reason for that is because they're hideous hours they work and
high stress situations are both in.
And their partner's always like, where are you, Brian? You said you'd be on. Well, I know I said that, but he's fucking killed again, hasn't he? So I've got to go out with fucking Linda in the van. You're always with Linda. You're never at home with me and the kids. Listen, Linda listens to me. She doesn't mind me eating my tuna cob in the van. I can never eat tuna in the fucking Mondeo with you. I have to go out in the Prius on my own. Bastard!
I'm honestly just going to cut that and have that as a preview for one of our, like, listen to the podcast. Oh. They'll be like, wait, what's this?
Well, yeah, you know, yeah, police, it must be a fucking shit job. Everyone hates you.
Everyone hates you.
You're fucking dressed like a fucking
lollipop
lady.
In America, like, you have the real risk of getting shot. So when you know when you pull someone over, you're like, holy shit.
And in America, it's more likely that you're going to fucking do the shooting, isn't it? If you're a fucking copper.
Well, yes.
Statistically.
Statistically, yes. But there is like a high pressure situation where, like, you know, you pull someone over, you never know if they're going to just whip out a fucking piece. And you're just like,
high stress. I'd be too nice
I don't want to
if
do
I was
that
a copper
job.
In America.
I don't want to do anything to do with that. I think. And then you get a lot of police that are fucking corrupt and they just think, you know, they were bullied at school, weren't they, police? They were bullied at school most of it. And now it's their turn to get retribution on all the bullies because they have the power now. I believe that happens a lot in police.
But I think it's... that's
just a bit too, like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah, the guy, the...
Not all... Don't come for me.
No, not all coppers. I mean, we know, like, two of you. Taser! Taser!
Taser! Taser! I'd love to shoot a taser at someone.
The worst coppers are, and there's rotters in every scenario, isn't there? But when you've got a rotter as a copper, it's pretty rubbish.
Rotter as a copper.
Yeah.
So, staff parties.
Well,
some weird things happen at those.
Yeah, I mean, I used to work at a hotel and will attest to getting off with loads of people that I worked with, which I thought was a good idea at the
really
time. But
mingled,
it was like
I just watched it from afar, like a voyeur.
But you're always in a relationship. You're very serious.
I was.
You know, I'm a very serious, monogamous man who never would I ever mot. Do you know what I mean?
A monogamy mot.
Yeah, you're a monogamizer.
Mud.
You're a mahogany monogamous. Misogynist.
Right. Mahogany.
Well, we were doing rhyming before. You were like, what rhymes with that? I was trying to do some clever rhyming because...
Do it the style of Eminem.
Mahogany, monogamous,
misogynist. Please, I got the Maximist. Eminem just makes words like rhyme when they shouldn't.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he? He's convincing. He's a fucking... He'll be a great CEO.
He's seen
his
beard recently.
It's so dark, isn't it?
It's so dark.
It's
like it's painted on.
Yeah. It's...
Is it definitely just for men? Like, because he's got to be...
just for men.
He's got to be just for men, hasn't he?
Yeah, of course he is.
He's painted on, dude. Like, it looks like paint.
Well, we can't mention his name, but do you remember Tim Westwood?
Why can't we mention his name?
Because he's a bad raper.
Oh, is that... I don't know. Is there controversy around him?
Oh, mate, he's done. He is done, mate. But in his later years, would sport a very similar beard to Eminem. And... used to go to the barber like all the time and just put videos on his Instagram being like, yo, just at the barber having a nice fade and a beard trim. And you can tell that he's already had his beard dyed. Should we dye our beards? Jet black beards.
Yeah. We should.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I want to dye my hair bleach blonde and shave it. Like.
And then your beard jet black. I mean,
that's
a fucking, you're going like Rodman level energies for your basketball shit.
Do you know what we should do for the podcast? Like when it's any event like Christmas or Halloween, we should dress up.
Yeah.
Like, and we should not tell each other.
Like you've done today, you've dressed up for my ADHD.
Aha.
You've dressed up for my ADHD coming out party.
Stop weaponizing
my disability. You don't know what it's like.
Look at him.
First day, I mean, I support the New York Nets. New York Nets.
I support the Nets, bro. Yeah. James Harden, dude. When he used to play for the Nets.
Here's James Harden.
He's a basketball
James
player.
Harden.
James Harden. All right. Hard
James Corden. James Harden.
James Harden's like a sick basketball player. Massive
James
beard.
Corden.
No.
You love James
don't
Corden.
Don't ever. You link those two Corden. Names. I'm not rising to it, mate, because right, you yeah, fucking yeah, all yeah, Bartlett yeah. out. Bartlett Schmartlett.
I'm Bartletted out, mate. I'm tired today, man. Like,
did you? No, but you went before you came. You said, "Oh, I'm feeling peppy today." What's happened?
I said I was feeling mischievous. I was feeling silly. I've got it all out of me. You've spun me around telling me about Rosemary and your fucking Johnny Hammers and the.
You spun me around last week. Dark you world. Did. You fucking spun me around last week.
Yeah, I'd like to say
to that mess of a fucking podcast.
I apologize for
no,
the,
it's fucking hilarious.
I apologize for that.
You won't be able to listen to like 40% of it, I think.
We recorded an hour and a half and we're only going to be able to put out like maybe just
minutes.
Under an hour.
I think 30 minutes.
I touched on a subject that was a private thing, conversation that's off air. And I just couldn't resist. It was just too.
It was fucking hilarious.
It was too juicy.
It was hilarious. I just couldn't carry on. I was like, I can't carry on after this. You've just derailed this.
I did. Yeah.
No, I listened to it last week. And what was the sentence that did me? I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. You said, like, have we nuclear like this podcast? You said,
I don't know.
You said something like, have we completely nuked this podcast? And I just lost it at that fucking statement. It's something like that. I'm paraphrasing,
but if you do like what we're doing and you are finding this funny at all, and please Please do sign up to the Patreon because we appreciate it, and we're going to build a nice little community over there. We're gonna do some dastardly things, and we're gonna film some sketches, and we're gonna create a few brands. Oh, mate, I want to tell you about something quickly. I'll just see if we've got time left. A little bit of time.
What are we on?
We've got about 3-5 minutes left or whatever. So. I've got an idea for an OnlyFans that I want to do.
I've always wanted to create an
right.
OnlyFans.
So I know that everybody's, I've got an OnlyFans, but I'm like, listen, this is serious, right? I was thinking, what means more to me than a lot of things as a British man? And the answer is a nice cup of tea. And what would I like to see on OnlyFans if it wasn't tits? Nice cup of tea. Biscuits.
Right.
There's got to be a sexual connection. So it's called Soggy Biscuits. Oh. And the OnlyFans is sexy videos of biscuits being dipped into tea.
No, I thought it was way worse than that.
No. It's not the Soggy Biscuits that you know. It's a cup of tea, perfectly made cup of tea. But like also, listen, I'm an open man. If you like to make your tea... Yeah, right. I'm a gaping man. If you like to make your tea milk and tea bag first, you're wrong. But if you do want to make it like that, we've got a video for you. We're going to do customs. So for £10,000, I'll come round to your house and I will dip my custard cream in a tea right in front of you. We're going to do collabs with other OnlyFans models. So
that would be cool.
Yeah. Guys,
maybe they
girls.
Like got like custard creams on their tits and like they dip their tits.
Well,
in
I'm thinking what I might do is have them fully dressed in like a biscuit themed t-shirt that's a giant custard cream. Have them dressed like naked underneath,
a swimming pool
dressed
full
in a
of
giant
like
custard
tea.
Cream, swimming pool full of tea. Like just exactly, and it can just get more outrageous. We filled a swimming pool
this,
full
yeah.
of tea.
I mean, I'm not
and then
like
we dipped a custard cream in and ate it.
I don't drink tea. I'm not. Like, I don't...
Yeah, but you don't...
Black coffee, that is it. I mean, that is my warm drink, and that's
well, that's
it.
Fine, we could do... Listen, tea doesn't have to
you
be
don't
for
really
everyone.
Dip, like, biscuits into coffee, though, do you?
Do you not?
What, do you not? What, I don't know,
do
I don't
have,
dip.
Do you ever have a biscuit with your coffee? Little...
Biscoff, sometimes. Biscoff. I don't dip it,
Who the fuck are you? A Biscoff? You're David,
that's what they give me.
You're
that's
David,
what they give me.
You're David Vaughan from a council.
I'm David Bartlett,
fucking, you're
dude.
David,
I'm David Bartlett.
You're David Vaughan from a council estate in Fishtoff. What the fuck are you on
Listen,
about? A
Leanne
Biscoff.
Changed me, okay?
Right.
I like Biscoff now and poached eggs
you've
with
been,
avocado on toast.
You've been
I
taken to Hollywood. Mate,
meal.
The real you has been taken to Hollywood and you're somewhere with John Travolta being...
listen, John's a lovely man.
They've unplugged you, mate. You've taken the blue and the red pill.
No, I have not.
You've taken the blue and the red. You've become unplugged.
You take the red pill, you go down to the rabbit land.
And you kiss Rosemary in front of Johnny Hammers.
It's me, Johnny Hammers. We were talking yesterday about Jack Reacher, and I couldn't stop saying Jack Reach around. Stimming.
Well, I mean,
no. So here, before we log off,
yeah, before we close of play, we'd just like to say Jack Reacher around.
So what, you know, the Jack Reacher films? Who are they for?
I don't even know what Jack Reacher is, mate.
Mate,
who's in Jack Reacher? Is it Keanu Reeves?
No, it's some.
What's
buff.
He in? Constantine.
I think so.
Something like that. Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
It's like your typical like average man who's built like a brick shit house, goes around helping people, like beating people up, like bad man. And it's so it's just so like, oh, for your average bloke. And all the comments on the videos are like, oh yeah, back when men were men. You're like,
when you said helping people, I legit thought like, oh, is that bag a bit heavy for you there, love?
No, carrying
bags.
For example,
painting old ladies' fences.
For example, there's
Jack Reacher, you're so helpful.
Jack Reacher around. There is.
Jack Reacher.
Honestly, he's so buff and jacked, he's Americanized. And there's a woman with a black eye, like at a hole in the wall, getting some money out. And he's just stood behind her, and he can see in the reflection that she's crying, get some money out. And he's like, he clocks the situation straight away because he's fucking Jack Reacher. He's like, oh, she's being robbed. He goes, are those men in their car next to you? And she's like, yes. And she's like, he goes, leave it with me. And he just like, he just goes in, he punches the window, goes, yeah. And it's so like, it's so dog shit. And it's just, and all the comments are like these fat men just going, oh, back when men were men. It's like, no, dude, they were never like that. Men were never, like, you fucking, if that was me and I saw some woman like pulling out some cash with a black eye, I'd be like, shit, do you want me to, I'm not saying a word. I'm fucking like, nah, dude. I'm looking over, I see like she's probably, I'm like, yeah, see ya in a bit. they have my daughter. I'm like, you're fucked, love. I ain't doing shit.
I thought you
were gonna... men were men. Shut up. They've got a gun, you fucking pineapple. Like,
I thought you were going to say Jack reaches around, gets into the car and the back
and
seat.
Reach around.
Reaches around, wanks these two lads off. They both come. They're less angry. And then she goes off with them.
I would watch that.
I'm Jack reach around.
It's me, Jack reach around.
What are you doing?
I'm making you come. Streaming now on HBO.
I'm making you come, motherfucker. I'm making you come.
Jack reach around. You ready? I'm gonna do the intro, and then you gotta like do right. This is a game we're gonna play. I'm gonna do the intro, and you gotta do inserts on the movie. You ready?
Okay.
This summer,
you really don't want to do that.
On HBO Max.
I thought I told you.
It's payback time.
Do you need a hand with that?
What?
Looks like you could use a hand.
Jack Reacher.
That was so bad.
No, you need to go watch Jack Reacher and come back. Yeah. I'm calling him Jack Reacher.
Yeah, I need to go watch Jack. Just genuinely, I'm just picturing like an old lady being, oh, Jack Reacher, you're so helpful. You,
I mean, it might as well be.
You painted my fence.
Yeah, I'll but you're thinking of it like English.
I'll
as well.
Give you £1.50 for some eggs.
Like, who is that for? It's like the Fast and Furious crowd as well, like Fast 7, you know? How many fucking Fast and Furious are we going to have?
Anyway.
I wanted to make a skip, by the way, just before we log off.
Before end of play.
Instead of the Fast and Furious, the Fast and Furious, the Slow and the Curious. Anyway, we're going to sign off. Can we just get the Slow and the Curious?
Just loads and loads of really, really old people driving expensive brand new cars really, really slowly because they can barely drive. But they've been given these free cars.
I want it, just you know.
And like the rev meters, the rev meters only going up to like fucking like
Fast and Furious.
It's like 20 miles an hour. They're slow and the curious. Anyway, how long we been? How long we been,
yeah,
James?
Kind regards, everyone.
We'll loop back.
Get back to us by end of play tomorrow, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.